Good day, Australia. You are listening to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. I am your host, Paige Estratore, bringing you the latest from the busy world of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today is Saturday, May 3rd, 2025, and we have another eventful day lined up for you. In the world of finance, the federal court has delivered a substantial blow to DoD bookkeeping, formerly known as Equity Financial Services. Ordered to pay an eye-watering penalty of $11 million, this penalty is the result of severely breaching conflicted remuneration rules. The company had walked a dodgy path, using incentives that added up to over $100,000 to push advisors to promote in-house property investments. After a compensation scheme payout and a revoked license last year, testimonies taken from clients have brought to light a flush of compromised advice. This landmark case highlights the paramount importance of financial advisors prioritizing clients' best interests. In response, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, promises to intensify the enforcement of standards. It's a stern reminder for the industry. Exploiting contractual loopholes for unjust gains will not go unnoticed nor unpunished. Moving along, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, has put its foot down against broker commissions. In submission to a professional code of practice review, they've highlighted the urgency to enlarge the ban on conflicted remunerations. Despite existing disclosures, the ACCC insists that these commissions stir conflict of interests, rekindling calls for reform. Awaiting the progression of the review led by Phil Khoury, the whole industry crosses its fingers for the impending developments. Amidst the complex world of finance, young Australians are proving to be promising. Over 70% of our teenagers express confidence in managing money, suggests a survey conducted by the National Australia Bank. Outdoing expectations, more than two-thirds feel capable of tracking expenses, and over half feel ready to create budgets and set financial targets. As we see young minds taking an interest in financial planning, it is essential to direct them to credible information sources for the correct knowledge and skills. Taking a note from this, Link Wealth took a step forward with their Beyond Schools financial literacy program, geared towards high schoolers, teaching the nitty-gritty of finance, including budgeting, managing debt, investing in savings. The program is planting seeds of knowledge in more than 300 students since inception. Encouraging students to consider a career in the finance field beyond just crunching numbers, Link Wealth plans to expand nationwide, and we couldn't be more excited for this. From legal tussles to financial literacy in schools, it's been an exciting and eventful day. That's today's roundup of the latest industry updates in the Australian financial services sector. Remember to stay informed and make the most of the information at your fingertips. I'm Paige Estratore. Keep your finances in check and see you soon for our next Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. For more news, hop over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au.